Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us now in the Northeast, or the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He's the pride of Northeast Ohio. He's from the MLB Network, the NFL Network. And I'm guessing he's a guy who, when he's on the job and wearing a coat and tie, takes off the coat and tucks the napkin into the shirt collar so that he doesn't get stuff all over his shirt and tie. He's Chris Rose. Hello, Chris.
I don't ever eat with a shirt and tie. I change out of the gamer.
Wow, oh, that's a good move.
Yeah.
You can put a jacket on over that. Like, I would carry some kind of a, you know, casual jacket to throw over my shirt and tie. But you, even just to eat, you take it off, huh?
Yeah.
I mean,
if you can, yeah, you know. I mean, I don't get ready until the very last minute, usually.
That's just a good way to go.
I don't like being in the suit as little as possible.
I'm with you on that.
I'm right there, too.
A little TV talk. Nice.
Yeah.
So here you go, Chris. Every national thing that we've seen, except Andy found something in USA Today where one person said the Cavs had a shot. Everything else we've seen says Golden State. As a diehard Cavs fan, what do you think?
Well, I'm actually waiting until one of the five burner accounts of Brian Colangelo comes out with each of their predictions. So really, that's what I'm waiting for, guys, before I want to comment.
Not a bad thought.
That, by the way, if you haven't read that story on The Ringer, go do it. It is the most bizarre thing I think I've ever seen in my life.
There's a lot of stuff there that makes it sound legit, too.
Yeah. I mean, that is as thorough a reporting job as we've seen in a while. And, you know, in a day and age where we're reserved for, you know, three lines on Twitter, that thing gets pretty in-depth. So it's crazy. There's definitely a lot of questions that need to be answered. And he better get in front of a microphone instead of just issuing a statement. I think that's people need to see his face on this one. So let's get back to us. Let's get back to us, right? Because
yes.
Yeah. Well, let's take the Clevelandness out of all of us, right?
Okay.
Tough to do.
Let's say that we're just basketball fans that live in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
How would you handicap the final?
Oh, I would say Cavs maybe get done, or Warriors in five. I think most people
Yeah, that's the discussion. And Jeff, you?
My head tells me Warriors in five or six.
Right, and there's no shame in that, and there's no shame in feeling that way. As Clevelanders, we wake up today and we're like, we want to believe so badly. Like, we want to win another one. And the reality is that we can't convince ourselves through our basketball lens that that's the way it's going to go. It doesn't mean it can't happen. It's just you look at it and you're like, gosh, how is it going to happen?
Yeah.
But then again, I didn't think that the Patriots were going to upend the Rams in Super Bowl 36. Now, the difference is that's 60 minutes of football as opposed to a seven-game series, right?
Right.
Totally different animals. But stuff does happen in sports, and it's why that's the truest reality programming out there.
Sorry for the groan, the basketball.
Yeah, wow, you okay there?
Yeah, no, I'm good. I just, it's the whole...
Andy, you just gave me one of these.
No, because I don't want to feel this way. You know, again, I think you're right. It's about the fan. But do you think, and people keep saying this too, that if the Cavs pull this off, it'll be one of the greatest upsets in sports. And I keep, you know, I look at it, and then I also look at there, and I'm probably the only guy in Cleveland doing this. There's a hockey team playing in the Stanley Cup Finals right now that didn't exist 102 days ago that now has a chance to be the best team this season in the NHL. And I also can't say that if they win this year, you know, and again, that's a long shot, coming back from 3-1 was a pretty amazing feat. Like, I don't know that I can top that, even if they do win this year.
No, I think this one would top it.
You do? Okay.
Yeah, because look who they added since then. Right? I mean, we didn't beat a 3-1 Kevin Durant team. Like, if Kevin Durant were not on this team, you'd be like, ah, yeah, we got shot. You know, and I was talking with my oldest son, Josh, who's 17. He's like, Dad, we got Jeff Green that can guard him. I'm like, God, stop. Like, that's what we're down to. Although I will give, 1 week ago, I was blasting Jeff Green on this show. And good for him. He came through. I'm happy for him. I'm proud of him. And that's the beauty of sports, is that you can erase what was kind of undone with your next contest. And, oh, by the way, the Cavs players aren't going in there thinking, yeah, we're going to get waxed. It's just not what they do. The athletic mind is so different than the fan mind. I can't even tell you. You guys know this.
Right.
And that's what makes them great, is the ego. And I'm talking that in the healthiest sense of the word, is the belief that they can do anything. And they know that that other team is great and has an eye on a dynastic run, but that's what makes it fun.
Chris Rose joining us. Let me ask you this, and you groaned when your son said Jeff Green.
Right.
What did we do last year when we had...
I know. Right.
Because that's the one thing that we've been pointing to, Chris, and not that this team is better, because we don't know that. But last year, you did have Kyrie averaging 29 points a game, and you lost in five.
Yeah.
So we're sitting here thinking, well, you have a lot more young, long, athletic guys that you can throw at Golden State. And Andy and I are on this train. Ty, please throw some of these guys at them. Maybe it will work. Maybe you get into the fourth quarter, you're close, and they're tired. I don't know.
You know, I know this is going to sound weird, but I would dust off Rod Hood.
We said the same thing.
I don't know. None of us know what transpired there, what happened behind closed doors after he refused to go in the game
right
against Toronto. And that's a tough one to overcome. I get that. I mean, you could easily lose the respect of your teammates and the organization when you make it about me. I mean, it's funny. I'm coaching my 12U baseball team, and all we stress is that there are no tears on this field unless you get hurt, meaning if you strike out, if you make an error, whatever, because if you're crying, you're making it about you. It's about us, right?
Right.
So Rod Hood resorted back to the 12U days and cried because he made it about him instead of about them. Well, now, whatever, let's sew this up. We got one more series to go, and then everybody's going their separate ways. And if he is a guy that can test them a little bit, because we don't have a ton of guys that take the ball to the hoop. He can create his own shot. He's long. He's not a spot-up shooter. That's not what he does. He's more of a creator. He was averaging 17 when we traded for him.
Exactly. He had 26 against Golden State in a game earlier this year with Utah.
Then let's figure it out. I mean, let's go. Let's all kissy, make up, and move on from there.
Chris, I'm stealing your line. Was that yours, or did you get that from somewhere else about the crying with the kids?
It's true.
It's 100% true. I just have never heard anybody say it before, and I'm like, wow, that's really, really good.
Yeah, but that's it. I mean, listen, you guys have seen me throw a baseball and hit a baseball on the show. I suck at it. I am not a good baseball player. At one point, like, I think I peaked for Ron Grant's team at 13 at US, and that was it. I actually could play a little bit. Not great, but enough.
Yeah, I talked to Ron. He said that's not true.
Yeah. That part's probably accurate. But what I can try to do is try and help kids, like, learn about, you know, that's the ultimate failure sport is baseball. So you have to learn how to do that in order to succeed. So there you go.
Can we talk a little baseball for a second?
Yeah.
Jose Ramirez, the story from yesterday, the fake news story.
That was awful.
It was crazy because for a little bit there where I was like, Is this true? And then all of a sudden, this is why I like the Indians when it comes to news like that. The Indians of all the organizations out there, when there's bad news about their organization, whether it's good for them or not, jump on it quickly, because the news cycle on Indians' bad news stories go away pretty quick. And they throw the person out there that is going to be questioned about it.
Well, listen, and I'm not just saying this because they're our team, but Bart Swain and Cortberry Tripp and, you know, these guys behind the scenes who run the PR department, the communications, are so good. And it's really just continuing the thought of the organization, which for the most part is transparency. Their social media accounts are hilarious for the most part. They really are in tune with what people crave today. We don't want statements thrown out there. We want honesty. I mean, remember at the beginning of our conversation, I talked about Brian Colangelo, that you can't hide behind a three-sentence statement from the Sixers.
Right.
You've got to come out in front of a microphone and address this. You know, find one. Call an emergency press conference. This is where we are in today's society. You know, we get our information from social media. That's where we go for news. We don't turn on the TV and check out CNN. You know, it's not what we're doing right now. So the Indians get that. They need to address it immediately and go for it. And he didn't have anything to hide. So let's go. Let's be truthful. God forbid that actually works.
Yeah. Chris Rose joining us. Last thought, prediction.
Yeah, I don't feel, none of us feel good about the prediction. I mean, I don't see us, because the Warriors go on the, I don't even remember a team since the Showtime Lakers that can just turn it on in like a 6-minute span and the game is over. And that's what worries me. We're going to have halves where we're down 3, up 4, but it's like from 8:30 to 2:30 left in the third, where all of a sudden you're like, what the hell happened? And it's the Warrior run, you know? So I hope we get one. I'll go 5.
All right. Chris, thanks, buddy.
Thanks,
we'll talk
Chris.
To you next week.
You got
week.
It, guys.
We'll talk
Anytime.
To you later. Chris Rose, coach of a fine U-12 team out there in Southern California.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.